USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is sharing details about his last-minute decision to call off U.S. airstrikes against Iran. The president tells NBC's Meet the Press that everything was ready to go, but he pulled back after being told that as many as 150 Iranians might be killed by the strike. Now, regarding if the president needs to go and get congressional approval for any strikes, Republican from Texas Mike McCall reminds us.
I do think going through Congress is always a better route, but right now it would be self-defense, which the president under Article 2 is fully authorized to do to defend the nation and American interests, which is what this drone strike was.
The Supreme Court ruled by a 7-2 margin to throw out the murder conviction and death sentence for a man in Mississippi because of a prosecutor's effort to keep African Americans off the jury. The defendant has been tried 6 times and now could face a 7th trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The feds are alleging a serious accusation against former Trump associate Roger Stone. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In a new court filing, federal prosecutors are alleging that longtime Trump associate Roger Stone violated his gag order in his criminal case with recent social media posts. Stone was subject to the judicial order barring him from commenting about matters involving the Russia investigation and his own criminal trial. At issue are posts that Stone started making a few days ago, including a message asking why several major news organizations didn't cover a recent filing his lawyers made, arguing that the government did not independently verify that Russian operatives hacked the Democratic National Committee in 2016. And in two of the posts, Stone tagged multiple media outlets.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. NASDAQ dropped 20. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Lou Alvarez, one of the retired NYPD officers who just sat in an emotional congressional hearing with John Stewart, announced that he's entered hospice care due to the incurable nature of his cancer. Alvarez was on Capitol Hill testifying in the ongoing saga to keep the Victims Compensation Fund for 9/11 first responders open. Alvarez shares with Fox News his final message.
We need this bill passed. It's got to be passed quickly and efficiently so we never have to come down to Washington again and lobby. It's not fair. I've been blessed. I got sick 16 years after the fact. Here's my son, David. He was 11 years old on 9/11. He's 29 years old now, and I'm leaving him without a father. I also have two other sons, Tyler and Ben, who are 19 and 14, and I'm leaving them without a father, and there's plenty like me. Like I said, I'm not special. There's plenty of guys like me. Okay? I got sick 16 years after the fact.
The bill is expected to pass in the House with no problem, although in the Senate, things still remain unclear. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.